Welcome to the first episode of Heart-Led Leaders. In this podcast, I'm speaking about the topics coaching, leadership, business, and lifestyle. In today's episode, I'm diving deep into my personal journey of how I transitioned from a professional coach and therapist working for the corporate world to creating a freedom-based lifestyle and building my own business. I will be sharing why and how I became a professional coach and therapist in the first place, why I left a very stable and well-paid job as a coach and therapist with a lot of opportunities, how I created this freedom-based lifestyle, how I built my own business, the biggest lessons that I've learned in building and growing a service-based business, the takeaways, the advice that I want to share with you, things that I would do differently, and also things that I'm really proud of and that I would advise to everyone who is on this journey. My mission is to support you to create even more transformative experiences for your client, to really advance your coaching skills, and to create and grow a business that is service-based but also profitable, that is supporting your lifestyle based on freedom. I studied at the Academy of Psychodynamic Coaching and Therapy to become a professional coach and therapist in the Netherlands. Directly after I graduated from this study, I was hired by a corporate company, Unilever, to support their clients with burnout. The company was facing a problem where so many of their professionals got burned out and had problems with stress that they hired me as a psychodynamic coach and therapist to support their clients with dealing with stress, managing stress, and regulating their nervous system. Besides my experience as a professional coach and therapist for the company Unilever, I also worked for mental health institutions to support clients with mental health issues and emotional challenges. I was so happy to work as a coach and therapist for the company because I was helping so many professionals with chronic stress issues and helping them to understand what they truly wanted in their life, to understand how they could take better care for their well-being and to upgrade their life. Now, just a little side note of why I decided in the end to leave that job, even though it was really well paid and it was really difficult to get into the company. During my bachelor in social studies and psychology, I decided to take a break and travel for about 9 months in the end. I traveled in Central and South America and I met so many people there who were living a location-independent lifestyle. I was just backpacking, but I was so inspired by people who were running their own businesses and who were living a life where they could travel and work wherever they wanted. I was so impressed by that it always kept with me. So even though I went back to the Netherlands and I decided to study professional coaching and therapy and in the end worked for the corporate company as a professional coach, I always had this feeling that in the end I wanted to travel. I wanted to be able to live in a country that is sunny. I really find it difficult to live in the cold. One thing that I found really challenging is the weather. So I knew that I wanted to live a life based on freedom. And so I decided to make a very challenging decision. Funny enough, I hired my own coach to help me in the decision making of leaving that job because I found it so difficult. I was living in my favorite city and able to rent a quite expensive apartment in the middle of the center. I was being really well paid to do this work and I knew that if I would leave, it would be difficult to come back. Now, this was all right before COVID started. And what really helped me to make the decision is that I had some examples of people that I was following on Instagram. Maybe it sounds cliche, but I think it really helps to see people and to witness people who already accomplished what you desire and what you want, to believe that it's possible. And I knew that I could do it if I really went for it. And so I did. I left my apartment, I left my job, and I decided to go to Ibiza to follow a women's retreat. Because in this time I was studying with my mentor Sophia Sundari to really learn everything about family leadership, to learn about masculine and feminine dynamics. And I knew that I wanted to devote my time and energy to build my own coaching business, but also to follow trainings and to travel. Those were my desires. I wanted to travel. I wanted to follow trainings of mentors and teachers that I really loved. And I wanted to build my own coaching business and experience a lifestyle of freedom. Now, that was very ambitious. I'm really happy that I took that decision. And I also learned so much on the way that it's good that I didn't realize that at that point, because some things are more challenging than I thought. And I think that that is a really important part of my message. I don't want to proclaim that it's easy to build your own business. I don't want to proclaim that it's easy to create a lifestyle of freedom. But if you're really willing to and you are super devoted to this dream, then it is absolutely possible. And that is one of the reasons why I really want to share about what I would do if I would just start out, because I made a lot of mistakes and I've learned from them. And also I devoted a lot of time and energy and money into learning from people, applying and implementing different tools and techniques and developing a lot of different skills. And now I can say I'm running a successful business, which is really, really amazing that I've been able to accomplish that dream. After my women's retreat, I decided to follow a Tantra teacher training with Sophia Sundari. And from there, I started to host my first retreats. I hosted a retreat in Ibiza and in Mexico, and I've been traveling the world. And something that is really beautiful to share is that after my training with Sophia Sundari, the Tantra teacher training, I met my now husband. We have traveled the world for 3 years. We lived in Mexico, Costa Rica, Peru, and now we're living in Bali. We built our own home here in Bali that just finished. And it has been such an incredible journey, which I will share much more about in this podcast. I'm going to be honest with you. When I just started out in building my own business, I honestly thought it would be super easy. I felt really confident. I felt enthusiastic. I had so much energy and ambition, and I fully went for it. During the process, I faced some really big challenges that have led me in doing a lot of inner work. And this is what I came to realize and what I really want to share as one of the lessons, that creating your own business is one of the biggest initiations for your personal growth. You will face yourself like nothing else. I'm not a mom yet, so I don't know how it is to raise a baby or a child, but I know that a lot of coaches and entrepreneurs, they are comparing building a business as raising a child, because it really asks for your attention and for your devotion. Especially in the beginning, you have to put a lot of work, a lot of energy, a lot of time. You have to learn a lot of new skills, and you have to be able to overcome a lot of insecurities. That's why in my work it's so important to share about leadership, to share about how you overcome these challenges and how you face those difficulties along the way, and at the same time how you accomplish success more efficient and with way less struggle than is needed. One of the biggest takeaways that I've learned on my journey of creating and building my own business is facing creative avoidance. For a long time, I thought that I was really doing well with my business. I thought that I was spending my time and energy in the right way. And when I didn't get results in the beginning, or not the results that I wanted, I didn't understand how other people do it. And then when I was working with one of my mentors, I realized, wow, it was because I was stuck in a pattern of creative avoidance. Now, creative avoidance means that you are working on your business, but not in your business. And the difference in working on your business or in your business is that when you're working on your business, you are working on your branding, you are working on your website, on your social media posts. It's like the marketing aspect of your business. When you're working in your business, that is where you are in conversations with your clients, with potential clients, but also where you are giving your sessions and you are hosting your programs, you're facilitating. That is working in your business. Now, I was spending so much time working on my business and not focusing so much on working in my business. Because I was already experienced as a coach and therapist, I didn't feel like I had to learn about that. I had to learn everything about creating a business. So I fully focused on that. I fully went into all the different tools, techniques, skills that I had to learn, and A lot of them were really valuable, but I spent too much time and energy focusing on that. When I focus more attention and intention on connecting with my ideal clients, connecting to people and sharing about my work in person, living my life in an inspiring way and sharing with people about my profession, that is where I started to attract more clients. That is where I really started to grow my private clients. So my first question to you would be, where are you spending too much time working on your business instead of in your business? Where are you spending too much time on creating your brand, building your website, creating your logo, creating beautiful posts? Now, I don't say that these things are not important, but where are you spending too much time overthinking about your ideal clients, overthinking about your social media posts, overthinking about how you're creating this business, overly spending time and energy and money in creating the perfect website, the perfect launching page, the perfect text? I don't say that those aspects of working on your business are not important. However, creative avoidance means that we are actually avoiding what the real work is that gives the best results. I discovered that what gives the best result is to work smarter, not harder, to get into conversations with ideal clients, to connect, to be seen, to let your voice be heard, to spend much more time and energy on just getting things done instead of perfecting. Start before you're ready. Start messy. It's better to get things done and get things out there and refine along the way than to overthink and to spend so much time and energy in creating the perfect outside of your business, creating the perfect website, creating a perfect logo, all of these things. They are actually not so important. And for this, it's necessary that you really look at the reasons why you are avoiding to fully be seen, why you're avoiding to fully get out there, not only on social media, but also in real life. Where are you avoiding to speak about your work? Where are you avoiding to speak about your passion, to speak about your devotion for being a coach, a facilitator, and to share with people what you stand for, to share with people your values, to be seen, to be authentic, to be raw and vulnerable? This is what is creating connection. This is what attracts your ideal clients towards you. Because when people can really see and feel you, you will attract much more aligned people towards you than when you are creating a version of yourself, or you're just showing one side of yourself instead of showing fully who you are, instead of fully going for it, going all in. In being seen, in getting your word out there, in connecting with people, connecting with potential clients. Another strong advice is to really focus on service. I was a little bit proud in the beginning when I just started out in creating my coaching business, because I already had so much experience as a coach and therapist, worked for mental health institutions, for corporate companies, for clients in the Netherlands, that I didn't want to give too many sessions for free. I was earning 120 euros per hour and working 8 hours per day for the corporate company. And therefore, I was used to a certain salary per month, which also provided me to be able to invest a lot in mentors, coaches, and in the creative outlet of my business as the website and all of these things. But what I can see now is that a lot of that wasn't necessary. So I would say that I overly invested and didn't invest in the right things, spending too much money on specific coaches and mentors. But I must say that along the way, I now know who I really want to work with and where I want to invest in and why. Don't be too afraid or don't have resistance to give free sessions in the beginning. It's okay to, especially in the beginning, to build up, because it's important that the biggest focus is on being in service. Because when your clients have a transformative experience, they will share about that with their family and friends, and they will remember you as an amazing coach and mentor. That's why it's so important to advance your coaching skills, because you will support clients even better and create more transformative experiences for them, which will result in them speaking about you positively. So besides being in service and supporting a lot of people, I would say advance your skills, become the best coach in the world. Become irresistible, be so good that people want to hire you and you will get known. This is how it went for me when I started to focus on being in service and let people experience my work. People started asking me, how did I become such a powerful coach and therapist? Until the point that people started asking me to train them. And this is where my business completely shifted. I started to train people in professional coaching because I realized that a lot of facilitators, a lot of coaches, mentors and leaders, entrepreneurs don't have the deep coaching experience that I have, don't have the amount of training that I have as a therapist. It started when my husband asked me to train him. He is a medical doctor, a general practitioner, and he's supporting people with mental health issues and emotional struggles. And because he knew the impact of my sessions and he also experienced my work himself, he asked me if I could train him in professional coaching, and it helped him so much. He attracted more clients, he felt much more confident in his work, and he developed his skills and received so many tools and techniques to be a powerful coach and mentor for people. Then my friend, who was already a relationship and health coach, asked me if I could support her, teach her more tools and techniques and coaching modalities so that she would have a wider range of tools and techniques and modalities to work with her clients and to provide a deeper transformation for her clients. Therefore, I created a one-on-one training for her, and she was so thankful and so excited. And that's how my work grew. More and more people were interested to advanced their coaching skills, and I hosted my first retreat in Bali, where I trained people professionally in advanced coaching skills, modalities, and tools. A big part of the training was to help people getting trauma-informed and supporting them to create transformational experiences with their clients on a much deeper level. From there, I created my first online program, which is all about advancing your coaching skills. And the amazing thing is that when you are stepping into the mentorship role, and mentorship role is all about teaching from an embodied experience, it means that you're teaching from experience and knowledge and wisdom. You've learned something in your life and you've mastered something in your life, and you're teaching other people from that place of personal experience, knowledge, and wisdom. Now, this is where it gets really excited. If you're able to support your clients with professional coaching and create amazing transformative experiences for them, and you are creating a program of mentorship where you're teaching about a specific topic that you're really passionate about and that you mastered in your life, then you reach the sweet spot where you're not only coaching, but you're also teaching from a place of mastery. This is where I help my clients with, to combine professional coaching with mentorship. What topic in your life are you super passionate about? Do you have a lot of experience in? Could be around relationships between masculine and feminine, could be around leadership, could be around health or well-being, nervous system regulation, trauma healing, energy healing, astrology. What is the topic that you're really passionate about, that you're really tapped into and you have a lot of knowledge about? Develop that further and create a program that really stands out and become the expert on that topic. Now, that is a sweet spot. This is gold, guys. This is real gold. If I would start a coaching business right now from scratch, I would focus on becoming the most incredible coach, creating deep, transformative experiences for my clients, and tap into the field of mentorship. What is a specific topic that you're really passionate about that is related to personal spiritual development work and that you are or becoming an expert in? Now, avoid perfectionism here. Start before you're ready. It doesn't mean that you already need to see yourself fully as an expert, but you're in the process of becoming. This is a topic that you see yourself teaching about. This is a topic that you see yourself hosting workshops about. Or maybe you're already doing that. I would say focus on progress, not on perfection. Start before you're ready. Take action. Inspired action every single day. Know that in the beginning it's a lot of work, time and energy, but during the way you will experience so much freedom that you will feel in every single cell of your body, this is so worth it. You connect with a most amazing, inspiring, entrepreneurial people. people who value freedom, people who value success, people who want to see you thrive, people that want to support you in manifesting the life of your dreams. And last but not least, you will learn so much about yourself that will help you the rest of your life. You will get to know yourself better as never before. You will overcome your insecurities, develop your emotional intelligence, and receive so much fulfillment from being in service to support other people and build a community from people who really want to learn with you. I hope that this episode was really supportive for you and that you got some golden nuggets that you can implement into your own journey of building your coaching business. I would love to connect with you, and if you want to enhance your coaching skills and become an even more powerful and confident coach and facilitator, receive more techniques and tools, and become a leader in your field, go to my bio and check the Advanced Coaching Training, which is a 3-month interactive program where you will master the art of coaching, receive so many tips, tools, and techniques to create the most powerful experiences for your clients, and teachings on how to grow your freedom-based coaching business.
With love!